This is Senator Al Simpson. 1989 was a most incredible year in many, many ways. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, 1990 brings us to a world a much freer and safer place than it was just 1 year ago. During this holiday season, I am very thankful that we have a man like George Bush up there on the bridge of the ship of state in these tumultuous times. Things could have played out much differently if someone with less experience, less knowledge about foreign policy, and yes, Ted, someone with less caution had been leading the way. George Bush has allowed freedom to bloom in Eastern Europe, defended democracy in Panama and the Philippines, worked quietly for freedom in South Africa, and his Mideast peace initiatives are making progress. The trade imbalance is slowly improving, we have funded the war on drugs, and new ideas are in place to improve our systems of education. Won't you join me in showing your support for our fine president in 1990?
Welcome to the 1990s, Al. Some diehards think today begins the last year of the 80s, not the first year of the 90s. But most of us are saying good riddance to the 80s. Let the 90s roll. You always give inflated grades to Republican presidents, Al, but I agree on one point. President Bush deserves high marks for smoothing the jagged edges of the Reagan years. On many issues, though, there's room for improvement. It wasn't kinder and gentler to veto the minimum wage for the poor, propose capital gains tax cuts for the rich, or turn the American flag and Bill of Rights into partisan footballs. The administration seemed surprisingly annoyed when the Berlin Wall suddenly came down. They've been shamefully insensitive to gross human rights violations in China and El Salvador. Still, 89 was a vintage year for world peace, Al. Let's hope we have the skill in 90 to build on that achievement. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the president's pocket veto power. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.